Good evening. This is Akashwani Kohima. I'm Cuckoo with the evening news. The headlines. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party merges with Naga People's Front to form single regional political party in Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipuro elected as leader of Naga People's Front Legislature Party. Chief Minister Nipuro says NDPP merging with NPF is shared vision of one strong regional party to represent aspirations of people. And NPF says merger with NDPP carried out as per constitutional provisions. Now the news in detail. The Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party, NDPP, has resolved to accept the offer of Naga People's Front, NPF, to merge and form a single regional political party in Nagaland. The decision was made today during the party's 6th General Convention held at the Capital Cultural Hall in Kohima. The event was attended by party members and representatives from across the state. During the convention, delegates deliberated extensively on the NPF's offer to amalgamate with the aim of consolidating and strengthening regional political identity in Nagaland under one banner. Following detailed discussions, the House adopted a resolution in accordance with Article 10 of the NDPP Constitution to formally accept the merger proposal. The resolutions were put forward to vote by Minister and Convener of the Resolution Committee, K.G. Kenye, which was unanimously accepted by the members.
The NDPP welcomes and accepts the offer of the NPF to amalgamate and merge as one regional political party in the greater interest of the Naga Codes and the Naga people. The unconditional offer of the NPF is a mature and well-calibrated move in working towards having a strong and unified regional political party in the state under the banner of the NPF. The NDPP is confident and that the merger with the NPF will further strengthen and carry forward the ideals of a regional political party in working towards resolving the age-old Indo-Naga political issue and at the same time continue to be the voice of the Naga people.
Mr. Kenya asserted that it is only through a unified power that can bring about the much-needed intensive attention in taking the Naga people forward.
The NDPP continues to stand firm in our commitment to the Naga people to work tirelessly in achieving our aspirations of moving towards a state of excellence. And those commitments will only be further strengthened under a unified banner of a singular regional political party in the state.
Chief Minister Nipuro has been elected as leader of the Naga People's Front Legislature Party. Meanwhile, NPF officially submitted its acceptance with the merger of NDPP to Speaker of Nagaland Legislative Assembly, Sharingan Longkumar, today, with Party President Apong Ponganer and MLA and Secretary General Achumbemo Kikon handing over the necessary documents. Subsequently, the Speaker formally acknowledged the merger and issued an official acceptance letter. The NPF Legislature Party now has 34 members in the House of 60 members, Nagaland Legislative Assembly. Nagaland's Chief Minister Nipuro today said the NDPP merging with the NPF is not just a strategic political move, but a step towards a shared vision of one strong regional party that can better represent the aspirations of the people and address the long-standing Naga political issue. Addressing the 6th General Convention of the NDPP in Kohima, Mr. Rio emphasized that unity among political parties is essential and urged members to work together with renewed dedication as one united family.
This merger with the NPF is not just a strategic political decision. It is a step to stand for a shared vision, one strong regional party that can better represent the expression of our people and address the long-pending Naga political issue more effectively. Our message is crystal clear. Unity is the only way forward. As we write a new chapter in Naga political history of Nagaland, a chapter that embodies reconciliation, unity, and collective strength, together we shall strive for a stronger, more prosperous future.
The Chief Minister also highlighted that the NDPP has no liabilities following the closure of a legal case regarding its deregistration, ensuring a smooth transition in the merger. The Central Executive Council, CEC, of the NPF today held an emergency meeting at the party headquarters in Kohima to deliberate on the procedural and constitutional steps following the merger with the NDPP. Addressing the meeting, NPF Secretary General Achumbe Mokikon clarified that the process of merger and adoption of resolutions was being undertaken in accordance with constitutional provisions and the norms of parliamentary democracy. Mr. Kikon also highlighted that both political and legislative procedures were being synchronized to ensure a seamless transition, with necessary communications made to the State Assembly Speaker and Chief Minister's Office. This is Akashwani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. President of the NDPP, Chingwang Konyak, today called upon party workers to rise above personal feelings and remain dedicated to the collective goal of ensuring progress and peace in Nagaland. Mr. Konyak was addressing the 6th General Convention of the NDPP held at the Capital Cultural Hall in Kohima. On the proposed merger with the NPF, Konyak said he was personally not in favour of the NDPP merging with any other political party, but he would not let his personal feelings override the majority decision of the NDPP General Convention.
Nagaland has been crying out for stability, strong leadership and policies that will change the destiny of the state in a positive manner. Our greatest strength lies in our unity and discipline. Let us rise above personal feelings and impatience and remain dedicated to our collective goal, the progress and peace in Nagaland. Let us together move forward in harmony and with shared determination and take decisions unanimously for the merger of the NDTP party in the larger interests of the people.
Mr. Konyak informed that the NDPP has emerged as the largest regional political party in Nagaland over the past 5 years, winning all elections it has contested since its inception, except the 2024 Lok Sabha election. The Mapur and Peg districts have been conferred the Recognition Award for Outstanding Performance and Exemplary Contribution as the best performing districts under the Dharti Aba Jan Bhagidari Abhiyan. The award was presented by President Draupadi Murmu during the Adi Karma Yogi National Conclave held at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi yesterday. The conclave was organized by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs. President Murmu also presented awards to top-performing states, districts, blocks and integrated tribal development agencies. A tribal business conclave to promote tribal entrepreneurship was also announced for November 12. From Nagaland, a delegation led by Secretary Government of Nagaland, Angelina Tajan, along with officials from various departments, participated in the conclave. The Deputy Commissioner of WOKA, Vineet Kumar, today said the upcoming Banana Festival aims to empower over 6,000 farmers, promote scientific farming and make WOKA a hub for banana and other agricultural crops. Addressing a press conference at the DC's office, he said over 100 stalls will showcase banana byproducts and innovations in farming. Mr. Kumar added that along with technical sessions, a banana eating competition and a best banana bunch contest is also being organized. The Banana Festival will be held from October 22 to 24 at the public ground in WOKA. And the Nagaland Skill and Entrepreneurship Development Mission under the Investment and Development Authority of Nagaland, IDAN, is organizing a one-month free skill development training in masonry and tiling, as well as electrification and plumbing at Peren, tentatively in November. A circular issued by the additional Deputy Commissioner of Tenning, Firhase Nui, has called on all interested youths and students to register early. The village council chairman under Tenning and Nsong have been directed to ensure wide publicity within their villages. For further details, citizens can contact Suizai Center Manager SCK Idan Peren at 700-5933-705. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party merges with Naga People's Front to form single regional political party in Nagaland. Chief Minister Nipuro elected as leader of Naga People's Front Legislature Party. Chief Minister Nipuro says NDPP merging with NPF is shared vision of one strong regional party to represent aspirations of people. And NPF says merger with NDPP carried out as per constitutional provisions. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.